Welcome back to another episode of the Camera Shack podcast. It's been a hot minute, or 3,000. I have not done this in quite a while, but I thought, why not now than never? So I've created quite the backlog of topics to kind of go over and cover for some great episodes. But if you are, if you're just checking in and haven't in the past, 4 years, basically this podcast is supposed to be a little unedited, quick and easy little thing that I was supposed to do after every couple events and stuff like that, and never did that after like 2022 was the last time I did it. I looked. So I'm thinking about trying to bring it back. It's definitely something I miss doing and wish I still did it. So I figured, why not? So this episode is just going to be a return to form episode where I'm just going to ramble for 15 minutes. So, you know, if you're actually expecting me to say something meaningful, I guess tune out now. Quite a lot has changed since 2022, and I would say that not a whole lot has actually changed in terms of my camera gear and stuff like that. I'm still using the, I'm still using my camera I had in 2022, because I think 2022, I had a Canon R6, and I sold it and bought a Canon R5. I bought it used, actually got a pretty good deal on it, but I don't know if I, when I did that, so, but for all intents and purposes, it's basically the same camera, and I still have the two lenses that I bought back, that, you know, had the R6, I still have the R5, I've since acquired maybe three lenses, but they're all just super, super cheap lenses that I do have fun using, and I will definitely tell you what they are and introduce you to them. But later, to come when I get to that part. Let me phrase that. When I get to that episode. So that'll probably be episode, whatever this is, plus 6 will probably be when I start talking about these new lenses I acquired for like $300. So just a little spoiler. This is a $300 lens. And if even future spoiler, I broke it, and I still use it, so broken. A little cosmetic damage, what are you going to do? So, yeah, I used to use Anchor FM to make these podcasts, which was really nice. I really liked Anchor FM. That may have been the reason I stopped doing it, is because Spotify bought Anchor FM and completely messed up the whole platform. I think they said, oh, we might only change a little bit. I've checked back in. Completely destroyed. It is nothing like it used to be. You can't even like create a like an episode of a podcast on the app anymore, which completely sucks. So it used to be a really nice little app. You could kind of like create the podcast in like blocks and stuff like that. So the intro music I used to use, completely gone. I could cut it out of an old episode, but I just figured I don't even know what the license is for any of that stuff is. So I'm just using a little snippet I found that I do can use. So there's that. So at any rate, I've definitely looked around. I think I found a good option for how to host the podcast, because it's still using the Spotify stuff, and I just want to move away from that, especially because Spotify has gotten really crappy for podcasts, it seems like, here, where it'll like inject ads into the podcast that like I don't get paid for it and stuff like that. So I don't know if they're doing it to this podcast, but I know they've been doing it to like other podcasts and stuff like that. So I don't know. I just don't want it to be hosted on, because it wasn't like hosted on Spotify before. It was hosted on Anchor, but then Spotify bought Anchor. No one cares about this. The moral story is I found a host. I'm going to use that. And we'll see how that goes. It should go pretty well. Let's see here. I'm not going to use any tools or anything like that. I'm going to keep with the original style where there's no editing. We're just kind of making it up. I am making a small change though. Since I have a backlog, I wrote down 24 possible episodes that I could roll off just the top of my head in the past 2 years that I should have covered but never did. I did create a little structure script of things to actually go through and talk about. So some of these things are like, let's see here, standout moments from the event. Was this your first time? So I have like a series of questions and kind of a structure to kind of make it not so chaos, right? Because I have to talk for like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, or more. And I don't want to just completely ramble. Now, it might be kind of controversial too. So you might be wondering like, wow, well, why in the world are you not like, because they're like Adobe has the software stuff now too, where you can like cuts out all the gaps and you can like restructure things and all this other stuff. You know, man, I think I'm kind of over and tired all of this optimizations and structuring and all this other crap and making it sound very ungeneric, you know. You listen to this right now, you're listening to my voice. This ain't no AI voice you listen to right now. You know, I can talk real high or talk real low. Ain't gonna get that from no AI generated voice out there. And so yeah, I feel like that this is a more me just sitting here talking, leaving in these big gaps, a little lums, some ums, some likes. I feel like that just makes this podcast feel more genuine and authentic. And I think that's what we need in the world a little bit more. It's a more authentic podcast, not this crap that Adobe's trying to peddle and a lot of these other company organizations. All that to say, all my monitors are turning off and turning back on. That's great. All that to say is that this podcast, I don't think the sponsor's coming back on. This podcast will still be rambly. I know what it is. Okay, I clicked into resolve. This podcast will still be rambly. I guess if you want a good marker, it is May 7th, 2025. Now, to do a little background research here, I'm doing this live right now. I'm going to the my website, Camera Shack Podcast. Check it out. Now, I think I've redone my website since the last time I did the podcast. So I can definitely talk about that too. I'm very confident I have, in fact. So I guess together we are going to explore what I talked about in 2022. So it looks like the last episode was December 23rd, 2022. So I'm going to be talking about stuff from, I guess, basically the start of 2023 and on. So I have a little list. So let's see here. Some of the big things are talking about the Kentucky Renaissance Festival, some stuff from Ohio, some new things that have popped up. Let's see. I went to the Maryland Renaissance Festival. I'm going to talk about that. I don't know in depth, but I'm going to definitely try to talk about it. I went to a few meetups, some new fairs, quite a few. 1, 2, three fairs are brand new. And then an event, a secret event. You're going to find out after 23 or more episodes. You'll figure out the secret event I'm talking about right here. It has happened twice, both times, since the last episode I recorded. One was in 2022, one was in 2023, one was in 2024. So this is mislabeled on my list. I guess I've forgotten that time flies. So looking at the old episodes, we talked about a lot of black and white photography. Oh, sorry. I'll leave that cough in because this is a no editing zone. So yeah, talk about black and white photography. So I wasn't even doing colored photography, film photography, colored film photography when I stopped doing the podcast. So there's quite a bit to cover. What's interesting is the Cincinnati Water Lantern Festival is in this past. Yeah, I haven't actually been back to another Water Lantern Festival since that festival, which it was a nice little festival. I just have never gone back down. There's also the Southern Indiana Renaissance Festival 2022 on here. Now, what's funny is they've actually moved. I don't have an episode to cover. I'm trying to think. I don't know if I ever went back. I don't know if I went back in 2023 or not. I can't remember. I definitely didn't go back in 2024. So I'm going to talk about it here, getting this news live. The last year, 2024, because they're doing it, I think it just started like this weekend, like 3 days ago, last weekend, I guess. They moved last year. I think it was last year, might have been the year before that, to a new location. So before, it was basically a little north of Louisville, and now it's like in the middle of nowhere north of Louisville. And it was at some like castle-looking thing, but now it's in the middle of a field. So I didn't go because I was worried that it would literally just be a field and a few tents. And I'm pretty sure it really was literally a few fields and a tent. So, or I said that backwards, a field and a few tents. I'm not saying I'm glad I didn't go, but I don't regret not going. I probably won't go this year either, for different reasons. But we'll just acclaim the primary reasons I'm just too busy right now. But you know, there's a lot going on with the Southern Indiana Renaissance Festival right now. So, you know, I have a lot of other festivals I'm going to. So I'm just going to go ahead and just skip it this year. And maybe I'll go next year. We'll see. Now, a few other things on here, too. I talked about anamorphic photography, that little lens I rented. That's actually pretty cool. I also talked about Night Cafe, apparently, according to the description. That's crazy. I bet you AI art was radically different back in 2022, especially with Night Cafe. I haven't used Night Cafe in years, obviously, since so much other stuff has taken over. And so what can I really say? But yeah, actually this goes back to 2021. Renaissance Festival 2021. So that's crazy, because that was the first time I went to the Renaissance Festival and photographed was in 2021. So I think there's quite a bit of content to catch up on. Quite a few things have changed, and it's gonna be interesting. I will say a big follow up. CineStill. So there's an episode called "Photographing the Air Force Museum," and it says CineStill 800T. Now I don't know if I actually talked about this, or if this was a different result, but I used some CineStill 800 at the Air Force Museum, and that roll broke. So maybe this was a different. This is black and white, but then it also says for preparation for taking it in CineStill 800. So I don't know if I actually used. I don't know if I talked about shooting CineStill 800 at the Air Force Museum in this episode, in that episode, but I did. Either during the episode or after, and then sometimes 3 years, I did go back to the Air Force Museum, and I did shoot CineStill 800T, and the reel broke. So I shot the whole roll and went to wind it back up, and like the tape that sticks it to the reel basically broke, and I couldn't rewind it. And so I basically lost all the photos. Long story short, basically lost all the photos from there, on that. And so I guess my follow-up, if I didn't tell that story, is I actually did talk to someone from CineStill about this. And they said they never heard of it happening before, which sucks. For me, at least. I just happened to run someone. Anyways, moral story is, I don't know what the moral story is. There is no moral story to this podcast. So if you're listening for a moral, I guess you're in the wrong place. So what's going up, or what's going to happen next for me here? So let's see here. I'm going to a Hobbit Hoedown. That should be pretty interesting. Let me just look at my calendar. I don't know what I'm trying to figure out and guess here. So there's a Hobbit Hoedown that's in Wilmington. That's my photos. Let me click on calendar. let's see here. Hamvention would be the week after that. Then I'm going to go down to the Kentucky Renaissance Festival for a weekend. Then in June, I'm going to go to the West Virginia Renaissance Festival for a weekend. That should be really exciting. I might go back down to the Kentucky Renaissance Festival a second time. We'll see. Celtic Fest Ohio is going to be Father's Day weekend on Saturday. So I'll definitely go to that. We'll see if I make a video or not, or an episode of the podcast for that or not. I'll probably make a video. July going to, I don't know, the Great Lakes Medieval Fair is something I might go to. I don't know. I have a ticket because I bought it for like $10 for this, like a weekend ticket. I don't know if I'm actually going to go to it or not. I might end up being just swamped and not having time. And so I'm not planning on going, but I have a just in case I can go. Going to go to, let's say, another event in July. And then August is pretty open, specifically because there's going to be a lot of events in August that are going to be Ohio Renaissance related. So I'm keeping it kind of open because I don't know when they're going to be, but I know they're going to be happening on Saturdays. And then there's also going to be in July the 20th Century Circus. I was trying to think what it was. And then from there, you know, September, October is going to be the Renaissance Festival, or Ohio Renaissance Festival. Then at the end of October, or somewhere in October, going to go to the Maryland Renaissance Festival, at least planning to go again. Don't have anything locked in, have zero commitment to going other than just the statement, I plan on going. So no hotels or anything booked, anything like that. But November, I don't think I have anything going on in November, so I'll probably go to the Kentucky does a Viking festival, so I'll probably go to that most likely in November again this year. Then they'll have a Yuletide at the Renaissance Festival. High Renaissance Festival, they'll have Yuletide again. And I'll probably go to that for a few weekends. And then from there, it's just all open. I have nothing planned basically like mid-December on. So I'll open booked. So we'll see how things go. I just got back from the St. Petersburg Renaissance Fair this weekend. That was in St. Petersburg, Florida. And that went really well. It was a great time to go and go there and see everything happening. I will talk about it in an episode eventually, so you'll have to wait for that episode to come out for the full deep dive. The fun, the adventure, I don't know. That's all I got on that. Yeah, you have to wait. You just have to wait. And I think that's just about all I have. It looks like we're at 18 minutes. I can't believe it already. I would ask what's been going on with you guys, but not only does no one listen to this, I can't hear you. Unfortunately, I guess you're not in my head. So I guess luckily I'm not schizophrenic, I guess, in that case. So the Hocking Hills Medieval Fair, it happened in Ohio in Hocking Hills. I went last year, and I'll make an episode about it, of course, unless I don't get to that. I give up eventually, but hopefully I will. I'm not going to go to it this year. So last year was the first time, and this year is the second time they're doing it, and I think I'm going to go to the Ohio Renaissance Festival. They're doing an event there, like a pre-festival event. And I'll most likely go to the pre-festival event this year because I skipped it last year to go to the Hocking Hills one. So I think I'm going to trade off. I don't know if there's really anything else to cover other than, I guess I could talk about this year. I did create a new YouTube channel. So before I had my YouTube channel, and so I made a new YouTube channel. And it's basically just my name and then Ren Faire Shows. And the whole idea is just as I go about recording videos at Renaissance festivals, like of the performances that people do, rather than just let it sit and rot on a hard drive, I've been cutting it up and uploading it to YouTube, and that's been going decently well. There's a few videos with 5 views, and there's a few videos with, you know, 100, 200, 300 views. So I think overall it's, I don't know if I'd say success, but I definitely am, I'm liking where it's going. So I think it's good to, oh, I'm about to play some of the music. I don't mean to do that. I think it's a good idea to do it. Definitely get some great content out there. So anyways, oh, just playing again. Anyways, I think that's where I'm going to stop it. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed this episode, and hopefully people are excited for the Epic Camera Shack podcast to be back. I'll have to update a bunch of stuff, update the same Instagram, crazy enough, but maybe I'll have to update the picture, cover picture to something, I don't know, and go from there. But anyways, thanks for listening, guys.